Recording. Okay, so welcome to the Lunchtime Club. It is April 1st, no fooling, 2019, and today we're going to be talking about the fine art of no. There's going to be 4 points today, right? We're going to be talking about why is this topic important, how to examine your why, how to practice your no, and how to check in with yourself. So those are the four pieces that we're going to be talking about. Because maybe you've heard that phrase like, just say no, and you're like, yeah, well, that doesn't really apply to me because blah, 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 blah. You know, you've got your own story in the background, right? Maybe that's what you're thinking about. Well, it applies to everybody, including this girl right here that's speaking. So let's just jump right in and start with the why. Like, why is this like so important to say no, right? So everybody right now on the call, maybe not that's listening, but certainly on the call, is an entrepreneur, and I know that. Sometimes you're working for a corporation, and you know, you might be thinking about pleasing your boss. So that's another thing altogether. They're related completely. But when you think about pleasing your boss, well, what do you want to do? You want to say yes. You want to be a company person. You want to get a raise and so on. Now, if you're talking about being an entrepreneur, well, that's like a direct hit, right? So if I say no to that potential customer, well, shoot, that's not money in my pocket, right? So we're always wanting to like get more business and say yes and look good and be that person in the community. And we want to be yes people. We want to be those people that attract what we want. And to be able to attract what we want, we need to know what we don't want. And that's so hard when we just want to sort of attract more wealth, more abundance, more of whatever, because we're not maybe not sure of what we want. So that's a pretty tricky thing. Saying no gracefully, remember this, saying no gracefully is actually an upstream solution to a downstream problem. So what do I mean by that? When you think about a downstream problem, that is things like, you feel like you don't have enough time. You feel like you don't have enough money. You feel like, you know, you're not being productive enough. You're not using your time wisely, whatever that is, or you just don't have enough of it to do to start with. You kind of just have this general feeling of sort of scatteredness or being disorganized or less organized than you'd like or whatever it is. All of those do not have to be true, but that's some of the ways that downstream problem can show up. And the upstream, one of the upstream solutions can be this no stuff. Okay, so that's the why. So one thing to do is to ask yourself this. So that's number one is the why. Number two, when we talk about like, why do we say yes when we mean no? That's number two. Like, does this apply to you? I'm going to ask you a few questions. I want you to all be, everybody listening on the call and on the recording, like right now, do any of these apply to you? Like, do you really just want to please other people? You know, oh, I'm not a people pleaser, but then you're saying yes, 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 yes. Maybe you are, and that's okay. But that's a thing. Maybe you want to be liked. This is very, very, very common, right? People are out there wondering about what other people look at you like. You know, I was listening to, as an aside, I was listening to one of my favorite people, Kyle Cease, last night. And he was talking about when we're entrepreneurs and when we're first getting started, we're worried about, you know, these small amounts of people liking us or not liking us. But he says, you know, how are you going to get to that bigger level? Like, think about Oprah. Like, there is a certain amount, there are a certain amount of folks. I don't care. When you get to that level, they are not going to like you. So no matter what. So you almost have to be complete peace with the fact that there are definitely a lot of people out there that just aren't going to like you. And they've got their reasons and they've got their reasons. But maybe that's one of the reasons that you're saying yes to something that really and truly you should be saying no to. So ask yourself that question. Maybe a couple of more quick ones. Do I need to be needed? Now, all women are on the call right now. We love to be needed. We love to be helpful. We love to be needed. Guys love to be needed too. Let's face it. We know that because as a woman, we know that like the way to sort of make a guy do what we want is to make them feel needed. So we know that too. And so everybody feels like they want to be needed. And that can, that scale can tip sometimes to like the yes and the no, not being true to ourselves. Maybe one more. This is very common. We don't like confrontation. Many of my clients are yes people because no feels too icky. Nah, they don't like, they don't want to have that next conversation. So they just kind of say yes. And then it just sort of like the slow slip. So that's the second thing is like, why am I doing this? Why am I saying it? To ask those questions to ask yourself. Okay. Now that's how to examine. Now the third thing I want to do, and this is going to work ourselves into the hot seat. So I want you to all just think for a moment. April 1st, by the way, this is no joke. None of this is a joke. Go back to March 1st. Think about everything in March. I want you to think about March right now. What happened in March for you? Like, you don't have to go to the first, go last week, because sometimes the first feels too long ago. When did you say yes? When you can really think about like, oh my gosh, that didn't work out for me. In retrospect, I should have said no. Or I should have said a smaller yes, or whatever it is. Or like if I had a do-over, we don't have do-overs. But if I had a do-over, that's what it would be. I want you to all think about that, right? Just for a moment. And I would like you to take a pen or a pencil and just write that down, like what that thing is. And later we can share anything we want to share or not. But just for your own sake, write that down. I'll give you a moment. Give an example. I did this one other time. Somebody from another time, years ago now, I did this little teleseminar. When it was a teleseminar, not a Zoom. That person had a lot of client fires, and they tried to satisfy the client, and it disrupted his own workflow. So he was in firefighting mode all the time, where he really should have paid a little bit more attention. So that was his example. So that might be you. It might not be you. Things like this. Or another listener said she was volunteering, and when she volunteered, you know, she wanted to volunteer, and she ultimately got roped into doing a new website, and kind of one thing leads to another. You know, those volunteer positions. So not knowing what her boundaries were around that, like, and where her no was. So those are some examples that you might have for yourself. All right, so you got that in your head. Hopefully you do. With that, we're going to start practicing. So this is going to just be something I want you to really listen to and take in. And if you want to take notes, I have a 3-step process to say no when you want to say yes and you know your gut says, oh, I should say no to this, right? But I don't know how to say no to this. There's 3 steps that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Here you go. Number one, acknowledge the importance of the request. In other words, let them feel heard. So for example, I'll use Doka. She's on the call, even though her video is off. So Doka might say, Carol, oh my gosh, like I've got some stuff coming up. This is a Friday. I've got some stuff coming up on a Monday. I really need to talk to you over the weekend. Is there any way we can do an emergency Saturday session? Doka, by the way, would never do this. That's why I picked on her. And I would say, first thing I would say is acknowledge the request. So I'd say, wow, Doka, I get you. Oh my gosh, I can totally see it. I can see how excited you are. I can see where you are. I can feel the frustration in your voice or whatever it is on the email, you know. And that's number one. So that the person feels heard, it's very important the person feels heard. And you have to be genuine as well. You can't just, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you have to be genuine. You really have to hold that space and feel that request, okay? So, and the second thing is turn them down, because let's face it, the answer is no. So you have to stick to no. The idea is to say no. So then I have to say something along the lines of, I just can't do it. I can't do it. I can't work on the weekends. I have a full plate. I would love to help you. But weekends just simply don't work for me. And that's not so easy, right? To say, so you can say it in your way, but you got to turn them down if it really is a no. But number three is the magic, because number three is the saying what you can do. In the same, yeah. So what I might say is, but you know what? Normally I don't answer logs. So for those of you who have log, you know, access to me, you know what I'm talking about. For those of you who don't, it's like an email, but it's in my private portal. It's like, you know what though? I normally don't answer logs over the weekend, but I will be happy to do that for Saturday, and I will keep an eye open and I will answer you. If you email me in the morning or message me in the morning on Saturday, by 6 p.m. on Saturday, I will respond to you. And that way you'll feel prepared for your Monday meeting. How does that sound? You know, so give what you can give, whatever that may be. Now, maybe it's, for example, somebody who, you know, like your daughter who wants you to babysit. Maybe you're a grandparent, just throwing it out there. Your daughter wants you to babysit on Saturday night. You just don't want to babysit. Like you've had it up to here. You've been babysitting a lot. You're like, oh my gosh. And there's all this stuff and you get that crinkle and that, ooh, you know? And so you kind of say, wow, Sally, whatever it is, like I love to babysit. You know how that is. Da, 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 da. And the second thing is like, you turn them down. You say, well, but tonight I just can't watch them. You know, I'm feeling really flat. I think I'm going to come down with a cold. You know, I'm just feeling icky and I don't think he'd have a really good time because I'm going to be kind of cranky, but I know you're in a bind. So how about, I just thought of this. How about, I've got this friend, she loves children. I trust her with my life. I'd love to make an introduction and you guys can meet with each other and feel out how that feels. What do you say? You know, so you can lie a little bit. Toka says, so you can lie a little bit. Hey, yeah. We call that the white lie, you know? Yay. Yeah, you can lie a little bit. I mean, what the heck? You have to feel feel good about yourself. In the end, if it's a no to your gut feeling, then honor that no to your gut feeling. And then you're not lying, are you? What you're doing is you're being true to yourself. And you're expressing that in ways that feel okay to you. And if that becomes a quote unquote a white lie, then it does. And if it becomes a stretch of a truth, then it does. Or if it's just a real truth, it's what it is. So the truth is that you are aligning yourself with your truth. So it's truly not a lie. That's how I look at it anyway. Okay. So those are your steps. So I'm going to give you a few more little scripts before we close this down. How about, thank you. Hey, I'm sorry I'll have to turn you down. I just can't work it out right now. That's basically a general thing. It would be a pleasure to work with you at some point, but I'm overcommitted right now. I'm sorry, I'll have to say no. Wow, thank you for the offer. I'm flattered. I just can't fit it in right now. You know, those are things, those ones didn't have number three. Number three is actually a optional. It's just that what I like to do, I always like to give them something like a little bit of a, like, but I could, or, but I have a friend, or, but I Googled blah, 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 or whatever, you know, just do a little bit of a plus one. I like to give people a plus one. So that's really important. Now, if you're still not convinced, if you're still thinking, yeah, but you know, it's not my situation. Ask yourself this, if you were to say yes to everything that you could say yes to, what would that look like? Like that would be a stretched out person. And those stretched out people, what happens to them? They get cranky. They don't make that big of an impact, right? Because you can't make an impact that's a mile wide and an inch deep, right? Whether it's exercise, nutrition, your business, the kinds of clients you want. If you're so busy spreading yourself out, you're just not going to make that big impact. And probably you're going to get sick in the process, right? And then maybe you don't get enough sleep. Your diet might be suffering. You might have a lot of anxiety. This is just a downward spiral. So we don't want that. So the last thing, number four, is to really check in with yourself. Like if your goal is to say, you know, no to what doesn't work for you and yes to what does, check in with yourself once a week. Like maybe 15 minutes at the end of every single week, ask yourself, hey, how did I do? What would I do differently? And you know what I think? Better than checking with yourself is checking with somebody else. So I invite everybody on this call right now, if you want to connect with one another and you don't know how to do that, I will make the introduction for those of you who don't, you know, have those connections. And anybody in the larger community as well that's listening in, I would say do a little accountability, a little personal accountability. Because let's face it, if it's on your calendar and you're busy on a Friday and you're trying to leave the office at 4 o'clock and you see at 3:30, it's like check in with yourself, but you got some stuff to do and you have somebody to pick up at 4 o'clock, that's pretty easy to skip over, isn't it? And we know how that goes. Promises to ourselves are the last thing that happens. So what I recommend is that you actually have a little accountability partner for the yes and the no, and that works out really beautifully. That's all I have for today. So just in summary, we discussed why saying no is important and what happens when it's ignored. We examined our why, like why are we saying yes instead of no? We talked about practical ways for you to practice your no, how you might rephrase. We asked about real potential situations, which we'll get into in the hot seat coaching after the recording. And finally, the importance of checking in and to do that with accountability. So that's all for this time, and we'll see you next month.